Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're getting into some pretty technical stuff, but it's incredibly important source material we're looking at.
Absolutely.
We're diving into a research paper about a new way to secure, well, the hardware itself inside our electronics, using AI specifically on images captured during manufacturing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating angle. The core idea is, can we take that visual inspection data, the stuff manufacturers are already grabbing with AOI systems, automated optical inspection.
I'm nervous checking the boards.
Exactly. Can we turn that data into a really robust tool for hardware assurance? Not just checking if a part is there, but if it's the right part, the authorized part.
And the timing, well, it feels urgent, doesn't it? There was that Reuters report back in May 2025 about those rogue communication chips.
Undocumented wireless modules.
Yeah, found hidden inside Chinese-made solar inverters being used in U.S. critical infrastructure. Stuff that's just, you know, invisible to software scans, potentially giving remote access.
It really highlights a gap, doesn't it? We spend so much effort on software and network security, but the physical hardware itself, if someone can slip in a different component during assembly, or even later.
How would you even know?
Precisely. How do you trust the physical foundation?
So, okay, that sets up our core question for this deep dive. How can we leverage that existing manufacturing data, those AOI images, to actually defend against these hidden hardware threats? Let's dig in.
All right, so the problem first. Why is this so hard right now, ensuring hardware integrity? I mean, it's obviously critical.
Especially in things like aerospace, medical devices, the power grid, defense. You can't afford errors or tampering there.
Exactly. And the threats are real. Counterfeit parts slipping in, unauthorized modifications nobody catches, even just assembly errors that have security implications.
Now, you mentioned AOI systems. They're pretty standard in manufacturing, right? Taking pictures of the boards.
They are standard, yes. And they capture high-res images. But typically, they're used for fairly simple rule-based checks.
Like, is the component there? Is it pointing the right way?
Pretty much. Is the solder joint blob roughly okay? They're great for catching obvious manufacturing flaws, like a missing resistor or a tombstone capacitor. But they're not designed to spot subtle security issues. Like, is that chip the authentic chip specified or a very similar-looking substitute?
Okay, so standard AOI is focused on basic quality control, not security verification.
Right.
What else do people try? Traceability comes up a lot.
Traceability protocols like IPC 1782 or NIST frameworks, they're valuable. They track the supply chain. Where did this batch of components come from? When was this board assembled? It creates a paper trail.
But it doesn't actually look at the component on the board.
No, it's logging events, not verifying the physical object. Think of it like tracking a shipping label, you know, who handled the box, but you haven't actually opened it to confirm the contents weren't swapped out somewhere along the line.
Got it. So the documentation might say chip X installed, but there's no automatic check confirming the thing soldered onto the board is actually chip X.
Exactly. And another big issue is sampling. Often, only a small percentage of boards or components on a board get inspected closely.
So most components just go through unchecked?
Potentially, yes. That leaves a huge opportunity for targeted substitutions or tampering that could easily be missed if it's not on the sampled boards.
What about physical methods, like X-rays or electrical testing?
They have their place. X-ray can see under components, check solder joints internally, electrical testing checks functionality, but they can be slow, expensive for checking every single board in high volume.
And they might still miss things.
They can, especially visual anomalies on the surface that might indicate rework or fraud or a counterfeit part that happens to pass basic electrical tests. A visual difference might be the only clue.
And just trusting your suppliers, while important, only goes so far, right? A part could be tampered with after it leaves the trusted supplier.
Absolutely. Modifications can happen during assembly, integration, even shipping or maintenance. Which, again, brings us back to that Reuters report. Those rogue modules weren't necessarily functional failures caught by testing.
They were physical additions. Extra hardware.
Extra undocumented hardware. Invisible to conventional checks. That's the gap we need to close. We need automated, full coverage, non-invasive visual verification of what's actually physically on the board.
Okay, problem clearly defined. We need better eyes on the hardware itself. So the solution proposed in this paper is using AI, deep learning, on those AOI images manufacturers already collect.
That's the elegance of it. Don't necessarily need brand new, expensive sensors. Use the high-quality visual data you already have, but analyze it much, much smarter.
With deep learning, going beyond simple rules.
Right. Deep learning excels at complex pattern recognition. It can learn the incredibly subtle visual characteristics of authentic components, their placement, their solder joints, everything, and spot deviations that rule-based systems would never catch.
So the framework they propose uses techniques like object detection and segmentation. Tell us about that.
Essentially, it's a system trained to look at an AOI image and first find and identify every component, that's object detection, and second, understand the precise shape and boundaries of each component and its connection points, that's segmentation.
The goal being to learn what a normal, trusted board looks like in minute detail.
Exactly. Build a visual baseline of ground truth from known good boards, and then automatically flag anything that looks visually suspicious compared to that baseline. Teach the machine what trust looks like.
Okay, let's break down the method then. How does this system actually learn? It starts with the data. The AOI images.
Right, the data set is key. They use images from standard AOI systems. The starting point is a collection of clean, high contrast images from known good production boards. This forms the initial golden reference.
But boards aren't always clean and perfect in the real world. They get handled, maybe have some flux residue, or even degrade over time. How does the system handle that?
That's crucial for it to be practical. So they deliberately added more data sets. They use images from scrap boards, boards with known defects or signs of wear.
Huh?
Some were cleaned up, some were left uncleaned, showing things like corrosion, dirt, scratches. This mix, pristine, degraded, clean, dirty, creates a multi-domain data set.
Why is that mix so important?
It teaches the model to generalize. It learns to distinguish between normal expected variations, like a bit of dust or minor wear, and genuine anomalies that matter for security, even when the board isn't perfectly pristine.
Makes sense. Train for the real world, not just the lab. So after the data set, the first AI step is object detection.
Yep, finding all the components. They use an architecture called YOLOV12, which is known for being very fast and accurate at identifying objects and images.
Like drawing boxes around everything.
Exactly. It's trained to scan the board image and draw a bounding box around every visible component, classifying it, this is a resistor, this is an IC, that's a capacitor.
How do they train it initially?
Yeah.
On the clean boards?
They start with the clean data, often using the board's design files, the CAD data, to provide initial guidance on where components should be.
But then it needs to learn to find components on those messier scrap boards too.
Right, and for that they use a technique called bootstrapping. It's quite clever. You run the partially trained model on the harder degraded images.
Okay.
You see where it makes mistakes. Maybe it misses a component covered in flux residue. A human expert then corrects those mistakes in the data labels.
Providing feedback.
Exactly. Then you retrain the model with these corrections. You repeat this cycle test on hard cases, correct, retrain. The model iteratively gets much better at finding components even in noisy or imperfect conditions.
So it learns from its real-world mistakes. The paper has figure 4 showing this, right? Red boxes drawn tightly around components.
Yes, it shows the output bounding boxes, confidence scores for each detection, and the component class label. This output feeds into the next stages,
which is component segmentation, going beyond just the box.
Right. This is a separate model focused on pixel level detail. Semantic segmentation doesn't just draw a box. It outlines the exact shape of the component.
Pixel by pixel.
Pixel by pixel. Specifically, it learns to create masks identifying the component's main body and, crucially, the solder pads it connects to.
Why isolate the pads specifically?
Because that's where so much crucial detail lies for spotting anomalies. Is the component sitting perfectly flush on its pads? Is the solder coverage correct? Or does it look reworked? Does the component's physical footprint exactly match the pads on the board? Are there any missing or bridged pads?
So you can detect tiny physical mismatches.
Exactly. Things like slight lead deformation, incorrect orientation that might be missed by simple detection, even subtle differences in markings or surface texture on the component body itself. They train the segmentation model similarly, using carefully annotated images showing the exact outlines of bodies and pads, and again, using that bootstrapping technique on degraded boards to ensure robustness.
Figure 5 in the paper shows this well, with those colored masks, blue for bodies, red for pads. It lets you do really fine-grained comparisons against a reference.
It's like creating a detailed visual fingerprint for every single component and its connection.
Yeah.
That's the key to spotting anomalies that are visually subtle but potentially significant.
Okay, detection finds the parts, segmentation outlines them precisely. How does this all come together in the anomaly detection pipeline to actually flag problems?
So this pipeline integrates those results. Step one, it takes the detected and segmented components and compares their properties, size, shape, location, spatial relationship to neighbors against the expected layout.
But not just against one perfect image, right? You mentioned learning from multiple boards.
Correct. It learns from a set of known good reference boards, maybe 20 to 100 of them. This allows it to understand the normal range of manufacturing variation, minor shifts in position, slight differences in appearance due to lighting. It learns to tolerate those.
So it doesn't cry wolf for every tiny difference.
Exactly. But it does flag things that fall outside that learned range of normal variation components that are missing entirely, unexpected extra components or components swapped into the wrong place.
And then what? It just flags it as wrong.
It goes a step further. A second AI module takes the flagged anomaly and tries to classify what kind of anomaly it is. Is it missing? Extra? Is it piggybacked, one component soldered on top of another? Is it rotated? Does it look contaminated or damaged?
And presumably you can tune how sensitive this is, like how much deviation triggers an alert.
Yes. The detection thresholds are typically user configurable. The whole idea is to move beyond simple pass-fail and provide more context, distinguishing benign noise from potentially serious security issues, making the verification scalable and actionable.
Right. Let's talk about how well it actually performed. The paper covers experiments on both production grade and those degraded scrap boards.
The results are pretty impressive. For detection and segmentation, they trained that Yolov 12 detector using the three datasets, clean AOI, clean scrap, unclean scrap, with that bootstrapping method.
And figure 6 shows the training curves, looking pretty stable and showing learning progress.
Yeah, the models converged well. And the performance metrics in table I back that up. The F1 scores for detection, that balance of finding things, recall, without false alarms, precision, were high. 0.96 in the best images, 0.92 on clean scrap, and still a solid 0.82 even on the really dirty scrap boards.
An average of 0.90 across the board. That suggests it really can handle real-world conditions.
It does. Precision and recall were individually strong, too. It's robust.
And the segmentation accuracy. Getting those pixel-perfect outlines right.
Also very strong. Table 2 shows results from over 2,300 components. They achieved a mean average precision, or MAP50, of 96.9%. That's a standard metric for segmentation quality.
High 90s is excellent.
It is. Precision was over 91% for component bodies and over 97% for the solder pads. That's incredibly precise pixel-level localization, even with varied conditions. Figure 7 also shows this holds up across different confidence thresholds. That detail matters for catching the sneaky stuff.
And that brings us to the case studies, showing what this detailed analysis actually catches that other methods miss. These are quite revealing.
They really are. Case 1, the system flagged a microcontroller. Why? Because the visual markings on the chip surface didn't quite match the pattern learned from the trusted reference set.
Markings, like the text printed on it.
Yes. Subtle differences in font, logo placement, surface finish. A manual check confirmed it. The chip was from a different manufacturer than the one specified in the bill of materials.
Wow. Even if it worked electrically.
Potentially, yes. But it wasn't the authorized part. That's a classic substitution scenario that standard AOI or electrical tests might totally miss. This system caught it purely visually.
That's huge. What else?
Case 2. A component was documented as being from Panasonic, but the system flagged it, saying its package geometry and surface finish looked more like a Vishay part. Turned out it was a Vishay part, a supplier labeling error. Again, visually distinct, functionally maybe okay, but not what was expected.
So it's catching documentation errors as well as substitutions.
And outright unknowns. Case 3, a part logged as Borns didn't match any visual profile in the learned dataset. Flagged as unknown, manual check confirmed, unauthorized, possibly counterfeit component.
And figure 8 shows examples of detecting layout issues too, right? Missing parts, extra parts.
Yes. Comparing the detected components against the learned golden layout showing missing resistors, an added capacitor, components swapped between locations, clear visual deviations.
Figure 9 caught my eye detecting piggybacking. How does it spot that?
That's where the segmentation and geometric analysis shine. An unauthorized component soldered on top of another one changes the height profile and the overall shape in a way that doesn't match the reference model. Standard AOI might just see a component is present, but this system flags the geometric inconsistency.
Clever. And figure 10. An unauthorized wire.
Yeah, a simple blue wire added post-production. It's a clear deviation from the expected bare board layout between components. The system flags it immediately as an unexpected visual element. That could be unapproved rework or something more malicious like creating a short or a tap point.
Finally, figure 11 details a crystal oscillator swap.
Mm-hmm.
Again, maybe electrically similar.
Could be. But the system flagged it based on visual differences. Markings, the exact layout of the pads underneath, the surface finish. All slightly different from the reference oscillators in the training set. It's the combination of subtle visual cues that triggers the anomaly flag.
These cases really drive home the point it's finding physical alterations invisible to other methods. And it does this quickly. Scalability is key.
Absolutely. The paper reports processing times of less than 1,000 milliseconds per board. Less than a second.
That's fast enough for inline checks in many production lines.
Definitely. And component level analysis takes less than 10 milliseconds per instance. It's built for high volume.
And the overall accuracy.
They report over 99.3% accuracy in detecting these kinds of anomalies. With very low error rates, false positives under 0.5%, false negatives under 1%.
So it's fast, accurate, and reliable enough for real world deployment, potentially checking every board, not just samples.
That's the conclusion, yes. It offers a path to full coverage hardware verification without needing slow, manual, or destructive methods.
Okay, let's pull back a bit for discussion. What are the big takeaways and, importantly, the limitations here? The strength seems clear. Deep learning on AOI data works, and it works well even on imperfect boards.
That generalization ability is, I think, one of the most significant achievements here. Building a system that isn't thrown off by a bit of dust or normal wear, thanks to that multi-domain training with scrap boards, is critical for practical use.
And the key benefits again. Non-invasive, leverages existing hardware, doesn't rely purely on documentation that could be wrong or faked.
Right. It adds a layer of direct visual evidence. And the combination of detection and segmentation is powerful. Detection tells you what and where. Segmentation tells you about the precise geometry, the connection integrity. That's what allows nuance.
Distinguishing normal variations from security-relevant changes like substitutions or piggybacking.
Exactly.
But it's not magic. What are the limitations we need to keep in mind?
Well, first, the quality of the input matters. It relies on having access to good, consistent, high-resolution AOI images. That can vary between different manufacturers and different AOI machine vendors. Garbage in, garbage out still applies.
Oh, sure. What else?
Second, the AI flags the anomaly, but it doesn't necessarily tell you the intent behind it. Is that swapped component a mistake in the factory? Is it deliberate counterfeiting? Is it unauthorized rework? That still requires human investigation, root cause analysis.
The AI finds the what, humans figure out the why.
Pretty much. And finally, like any deep learning system, there's the challenge of scaling. Training robust models requires a good amount of labeled data. Expanding the reference database for new components and new board designs, and potentially automating more of the anomaly labeling process for retraining, that's an ongoing effort.
Understandable challenges. But despite those, the significance feels pretty high.
Yeah.
This really does seem like a shift in how we approach hardware assurance.
I think so. It's moving from static rules and sampling towards adaptive, intelligent, vision-based verification. It's using AI not just to speed up old processes, but to enable fundamentally new capabilities in seeing physical deviations.
And it fits into the bigger picture how? It complements other security measures.
Definitely. It doesn't replace traceability or software security, but it adds a vital layer. It provides physical, visual evidence that complements the supply chain logs and the functional tests. It increases transparency right down to the component level on the PCB. In a world where systems are increasingly critical and interconnected, knowing you can trust the physical hardware is becoming non-negotiable.
So wrapping up this deep dive, it's clear that taking existing manufacturing data, those AOI images, and applying deep learning creates a powerful visual forensics capability. It lets us verify hardware integrity at scale, catching things that were essentially invisible before.
It turns standard quality control data into a potent security tool, using AI to provide that fine-grained inspection of every component on potentially every board.
Okay, let's leave our listeners with a final thought on this. Think about how much we rely on electronics, critical infrastructure, finance, medical devices, even just our personal phones and computers.
Everything runs on this stuff.
Right. And if subtle, physical modifications, like those rove chips or swapped components or hidden wires, can bypass our current checks and potentially create hidden backdoors or vulnerabilities right there in the hardware, what does that really mean for the trust we place in these devices every single day?
It's a fundamental question.
And how might an AI-driven visual approach like this one, capable of providing verifiable proof of the hardware's internal integrity, fundamentally change that relationship, that trust equation between us and the technology we depend on?
Extending digital trust concepts right into the physical silicon and solder, it's definitely something to ponder.
Food for thought indeed. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.